गिरिवरधारी जय गिरिवरधारी जय जय यशोदानन्दना जय ब्रज जनरञ्जना जय यशोदाना जय जमुनधीरवनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय जम जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 जय प्रभुपदा 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 जय प्रभुपदा जय राधा माधव राधे जय नृसिंहदेव 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 जय नृसिंहदेव जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद
Srila Prabhupada ki Gaur Premanande. Readings from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 16, and texts we are going to see from 7 to 9. So we'll read three texts today. 9 has a larger purport and 7 has a smaller purport, and 9 is on board. So I'll just read 7 and 8, then we can read 9. But before we start our business, let us chant the auspicious invocation prayers for Srimad Bhagavatam. We'll chant, please repeat.
Nigamakalpataroorgalitam phalam sukamukatamruta dravasamyutam pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhuraho rasika bhuibhavakaha narayanam namaskritya naranchaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayam mudiraye nashtaprayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavatyuttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Griheshu ye sauvatitayo narchita salilairapi yadi niryantina nunam feru raja grihopamaha. Homes from which guests go away without having been received even with an offering of little water are those holes in the field which are the homes of jackals. Purport. In the field there may be many holes made by the snake and mice, but when there is a very big hole, it may be supposed that jackals live there. Certainly no one goes to take shelter of such homes. Thus the homes of human beings where atithis, uninvited guests, are not properly received are like the homes of jackals. Api agnayastu velayam nahuta havishasati tayodvigna dhiya bhadre proshite mayi karhichit. O chaste and auspicious woman, when I left the home for other places, were you so much in anxiety that you did not offer oblations of ghee into the fire? And this is the verse on the board. I'll chant, please repeat. Yat pujaya kama dugan. Yat pujaya kama dugan. Yati lokan grihan vitaha. Yati lokan grihan vitaha. Brahmano agnischavai vishno. Brahmano agnischavai vishno. Sarva devatmano mukham. Sarva devatmano mukham. Yat pujaya kamadugan. Yati lokan grihan vitaha. Brahmano agnischavai vishno. Sarva devatmano mukham. Yat pujaya kamadugan. Yanti lokan grihan vitaha. Brahmano agnischavai vishno. Sarva devatmano mukham. Yat pujaya kamadugan. Yati lokan grihan vitaha. Brahmano agnischavai vishno. Sarva devatmano mukham. Yat pujaya kamadugan. Yati lokan grihan vitaha. బ్రాహ్మణోగ్నిశ్చ వై విష్ణు సర్వదేవాత్మనో ముఖం యత్పూజాయ కామదుగాన్ యాతి లోకాన్ గృహాన్ వితః బ్రాహ్మణోగ్నిశ్చ వై విష్ణు
మాతాజీ
యత్ పూజాయ కామదుగాన్ బ్రాహ్మణోగ్నిశ్చ వై విష్ణు యత్ పూజాయ కామదుగాన్ యాతి లోకాన్ గృహాన్ వితా బ్రాహ్మణోగ్నిశ్చ వై విష్ణు ఓకే
యత్ పూజాయ బై వర్షిపింగ్ ద ఫైర్ అండ్ ద బ్రాహ్మణస్ కామదుగాన్ విచ్ ఫుల్ఫిల్స్ వన్స్ డిజైర్ యాతి వన్ గోస్ లోకాన్ టు ద డెస్టినేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ హైయర్ ప్లానెటరీ సిస్టమ్స్ గృహ అన్విత ఎ పర్సన్ అటాచ్ టు హౌస్ హోల్డ్ లైఫ్ బ్రాహ్మణ ద బ్రాహ్మణస్ అగ్ని చ అండ్ ద ఫైర్ వై ఇండీడ్ విష్ణు ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు సర్వదేవాత్మన ద సోల్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద డెమిగాడ్స్ ముఖం ది మౌత్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పర్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ అభయ చందారవింద భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్ బై వర్షిపింగ్ ద ఫైర్ అండ్ ద బ్రాహ్మణస్ A householder can achieve the desired goal of residing in higher planets. For the sacrificial fire and the brahmanas are considered the mouth of Lord Vishnu, who is the super soul of all the demigods. Purport. According to the Vedic system, a fire sacrifice is held in order to offer oblations of ghee, grains, fruits, flour and so on, so that Lord Vishnu may eat and be satisfied. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 9.26, Patram pushvam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati tadaham bhakti upakhritam ashnami prayatatmanaha. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, fruit or water, I will accept it. Therefore, all these items may be offered in sacrificial fire and Lord Vishnu will be satisfied. Similarly, Brahmana Bhojana, feeding of the Brahmanas, is also recommended. For when Brahmanas eat sumptuous remnants of the food after yajna, this is another way that Lord Vishnu himself eats. Therefore, the Vedic principles recommend that in every festival or ceremony, one offer oblations to the fire and give sumptuous food for the brahmanas to eat. It's modern technology. Oh, it's connected to the light. When there is light, there is Bhagavatam. When there is no light, there is no Bhagavatam. There is a nice verse here. Krishne sudhamo pagate dharma jnanadivisaha kalau nashta drishamyesa puranar kodunoditaha. So, Bhagavatam is light. So, if you switch off the light switch, you cannot hear Bhagavatam. Some transcendental esoteric connection made by the electrician. Okay, anyway. Let me pray.
ఓమ జ్ఞానతిమనాందస్య జ్ఞానంజన శలాకయ చక్షురుమిళితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదా మహ్యం దదాది స పదాంతికం. వందే అహం శ్రీ గురోన్ శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీగురోన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగన రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావదూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగన లలిత శ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్తకాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వంచాకల్పతరువ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ. పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. నమోం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామిన్ ఇతి నామినే. నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేషశూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే. శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. నమో విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే జయప్తాగస్వామి నిత్యనామినే. నమాచార్య పదాని తైకపాపదాయనే గౌరగత దామదాయ నగర గ్రామతారినే. ముఖం క్రోతి వాచాలం పంగం లంగాయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగురుం దినతారిణం పరమానంద మాధవం శ్రీ చైతన్యమీశ్వరం. కథాంచన స్మృతే యస్మిన్ దుష్కరం సుకరం భవే విస్మృతే విపరీతం స్యాత్ శ్రీ చైతన్యం నమామితం. సో వేర్ ఇన్ ది సెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ భాగవతం వేర్ దర్ ఇస్ నైస్ కాన్వర్సేషన్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్ బిట్వీన్ కశ్యప అండ్ his wife Aditi, and this conversation is worth noting especially for grihasthas because it actually shows the etiquette to be followed between husband and wife. It is very important. There is some etiquette to be followed between husband and wife, even though husband and wife relation is supposed to be very intimate relation, but Kardama actually very nicely describes the relationship between husband and wife with two words. He says Vishrambena and Gauravena. So Vishramba means that there is intimacy, Gaurava means that there is some respect. So this is how the wife is supposed to deal with the husband. She is supposed to deal very intimately, but at the same time she is also maintains certain respect to the husband. For that the husband has to earn that respect. This is not artificial. Oh, I am husband, so you should be respectful. Doesn't work like that. It can work for some time. When the wife is newly married, she thinks that the husband is pure devotee, I serve him, I will go to Vaikuntha. And after some time when he starts finding fault with salt is less, salt is more, she thinks this is a less than Kanishtha Adhikari, I got, you know, married to him, what to do? But the point is, the man should be so qualified that he actually earns the respect of the wife. She actually treats him as spiritual master, Pati Guru. Nowadays you tell women Pati Guru, they think it's a joke, you know, they sometimes laugh, you know, what Pati Guru? But this is true, you know, because Rishabhadev says different people who are authorities, Guru na satsyat, sajano na satsyat, pita na satsyat, janani na satsyat, daivam na tatsyat, na patischa tatsyat. So in this list of authorities there is no wife, there is husband, but there is mother. So when the wife gives birth to a child, she becomes an authority. As long as she is wife, then she remains as a subordinate to the husband. This is Vedic system. And that interaction between the husband and wife is very nicely, it comes out in this dialogue between Kashyapa and Aditi. That how do they actually relate to each other? Kashyapa is coming back, he is Trikalagya. Kashyapa is Trikalagya. He knows what's wrong, what is right, what's happening, what's not happening. He knows everything. You will see in the end of next verse, you will see that he actually asked the right thing. But he follows the etiquette of asking the proper questions to the wife. And when Aditi answers, you will see that she follows the etiquette of giving proper answers to the husband's questions. The husband should be concerned about dharma. Before concerned about the sense gratification. Before he is concerned about sense gratification. He should be first concerned about dharma. What is dharma and what is adharma? And whether the household is following dharma or not. That is why he is pati guru. Otherwise he is pati guru. You know, guru means spiritual master. Guru means cow. Or ox. Simply a beast of burden. And that is also explained in Bhagavatam. Nidraya hriyate naktam vivayena chavavayaha dive charte hayarajan kutubba bharanena va. It is simply that. An ox which carries the burden of the family. If he is not worried about dharma. He is simply worried about sense gratification. No good. Husband is not good. But in Kali Yuga, this is considered to be success. That if one can successfully maintain the household, the first thing, that get married and then remain married. This itself is a great thing in Kali Yuga. So I went to one marriage in Mayapur, and the couple got married, and then they asked different people to give some blessings to the couple. So then one elderly couple said, "We are married for 25 years. And then everyone, "Wow, wow, wow." So it looks as if it is a great austerity to remain married to the same man and same woman for 25 years. This is the unfortunate situation of Kali Yuga. So first of all, that is why it is so important before we talk very lofty things, that we talk about prema, we talk about raga, we talk about many different things, but we should talk about dharma. Before getting into those levels, first of all we should speak little bit about dharma. Of course, we are not dharma freak. There's one thing is dharma freak. But we are not dharma freak. But at the same time, Krishna consciousness and adharma cannot go together. This is something we should be very clear. That Krishna consciousness and adharma cannot go together. There should be dharma. The basis of Krishna consciousness should be dharma. But we don't become dharma freak, which means that we don't get stuck with dharma, that we start rejecting Krishna consciousness. That is why Bhagavatam says, dharma prochito kaitavotra paramo nirmat saranam satam. That don't become a dharma freak, but understand that Krishna consciousness should be built on the basis of dharma. That's why four regulative principle is there. Without four regulative principle, there is no Krishna consciousness. You cannot say, no, let's have 3.5. It doesn't work. So the four regulative principles actually properly keep us in the tenets of dharma. Then you can think of higher things. So this conversation brings out that particular nature of the husband, that he is the protector of dharma in the family. So even though he knows that his wife is actually morose because her children have lost the kingdom and opulence, he knows. That's why he's going to ask that next question he's going to ask is that only. He knows what's happening. But still, he asks his wife, "Have you protected the dharma of family life?" That's why she is also called as Dharma Pattini. Woman is not accepted in marriage by a man simply because they can have a nice time. That's not the purpose of marriage. That's not the purpose of marriage. It's not a legal license for having unlimited sex. That's not the purpose of marriage. Daksha was thinking like that. This is Daksha's philosophy. Daksha makes very nice prayers. There is very nice prayers in Bhagavatam, Daksha's prayers. And the Lord appears. And then what he wants unlimited sex life. Is what he wants. And Prabhupada says, we are not supposed to do like this. We are not meant for this. We are not meant for this. So we should understand the purpose of marriage. A purpose of Krishna conscious marriage is not sense gratification. A purpose of Krishna conscious marriage is renunciation. One may be shocked. Ah, what is this? I want to get into Grihastha Ashram because I want to enjoy. No, you get into Grihastha Ashram with the mood of performing yajna, because that is the purpose of Grihastha life. What is the duty of a householder? Danas damascha yajnascha. In 16th chapter, Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita that the duty of a householder is dana, dama and yajna. Dana means charity. You have to give in charity. Because householder has the license to earn. Because he has to maintain a family, he has to maintain elders. So, the limitation is not that I just maintain family and my elders and then that's it, Haribol. No. Because one is earning, then his duty is to also maintain the other orders, the other three orders, which is Brahmachari, Vanaprastha and Sannyasi. It's just not that my family, even Kali Yuga, if you maintain your father and mother, it's supposed to be great. No? Oh, so great, he's maintaining his father and mother. But where is the question of maintaining others? But this is family life that you have to maintain. And in order to maintain, then one has to give in charity. One has to give in charity. A different formula. Sometimes it's said in Shastra that one should divide the earning into 5 parts, sometime into 3 parts. Different formulas. But the idea is that you should give. Householder means we should give. If there's no charity, then household life is full of sin. One may say, I am only earning this much little, I can hardly maintain myself. Yes, but within that little, you give very little as charity. Whatever you can. If a householder doesn't give, then he is living a hellish life. Better not to live such life. Dana, very important. Then Dama. Dama means self-control, sense control. That one, a householder is supposed to have sense control. Otherwise, the husband will never be respected by the wife will never be respected by the husband. If there is no sense control between the husband and wife, they will not respect each other. And the children will be in all over the place. This is the problem. The children will carry the samskara of the parents. And then they will be all over the place. Then you have CPT, that, this, ABC, whatever. But you have to work with the basics. I'm not saying that we should not have all those things. But without correcting the basic, you cannot treat the symptom. The basic is the parenthood has to be corrected. There should be dhamma. There should be sense control between husband and wife so that they can become responsible parents. If that is not there, we try to do so much. Of course, we have to do. We try to do so much. And then we start scratching our head. Where are these Vaikuntha children? Prabhupada said Vaikuntha children. Where are these Vaikuntha children? We start scratching our head. They all more seem to be Kishkindha children, not Vaikuntha children. Where are these Vaikuntha children? It is the duty of the parent to create Vaikuntha and then there will be Vaikuntha children. If the house is Vaikuntha, we will have Vaikuntha children. If the house is Kishkindha, we will have Kishkindha children. So the children are the mirror of the parents. So if there's something wrong with the child, you first of all the parent has to see what is wrong with me. Before blaming the child, what is wrong with me? I have to see. And I have to correct myself. Then I can correct the children. So Dama, sense control. When the child sees that the father and mother are practicing sense control, then the child will have this idea that I should practice sense control. The father and mother very nicely deal with each other. They are very controlled. Their whole dealing is based on dharma. That's what the child sees. Then naturally he thinks this is right. This is dharma. I should follow. Because before the child goes and gets exposed to the outside world at the age of 5 or 6 or whatever it is, there's a substantial period the child actually spends with the parents. And 90% of our skills we learn during that period. We learn to recognize faces, we learn sign language, we learn language, whatever language we speak, we learn to eat, we toilet train, we do this. So many things we learn from the age of 1 to 5. You see how much we have learned in the age of 1 to 5. We think, oh, it's a small child. But there's so much learning going on in the age of 1 to 5. So in that age, what samskaras we create for the child, that's why there's so many samskaras for a young child. Most of the samskaras for the young child. Only samskara when the child grows up is Upanayana. Otherwise, there's so much samskaras for the young child. Because these things create a lasting impression. So then, a parent has to practice sense control. The parents have to practice sense control. Then the child sees, yes, this is family life. And he is ready. He wants to become brahmachari. He wants to do this, he wants to do that. He is ready. But if the parents live like free for all, then the child will also be like free for all. So the responsibility of the parent in bringing up the child cannot be denied. And cannot be replaced also. You cannot try to replace it. You cannot replace the system. We'll erase the parent and we'll put a system. It doesn't work like that. So finally, yajna. There is dana, there is dama, and that leads to yajna. Household life is meant for sacrifice. And that is common. Everybody will sacrifice. Whether you sacrifice in mode of passion, mode of ignorance, mode of goodness, or you sacrifice for Krishna. Household life means sacrifice. That you have to sacrifice. The fellow in mode of ignorance, he sacrifices his whole wealth for illegal sex gratification. How can I drink? How can I enjoy? How can I go to nightclub, day club, whatever it is? And then give charity there. The waiter comes and then he serves and then he pays a heavy tip to the waiter and then he thinks he is on top of the world. He gives charity there. Charity at the nightclub or charity at the bar. These things cannot be avoided in household life. You have to give charity. You have to sacrifice. Sometimes you sacrifice your health and people say, oh, I spoiled my whole health for my family. Who asked you to be like a donkey? And I earned for 7 generations. Previously in India, this used to be big prestige. 7 generations you earn. And then, in occupation, my father used to tell me that previously, in occupation, there's a column occupation, you write Sugajivanam. Sugajivanam means that I am living happily without doing any work. Because I have my ancestral property. I had one Mr. Donkey 4 years, four generations before. That Mr. Donkey made enough for me that I am sitting and eating without doing anything. So this used to be a matter of prestige. To write occupation means Sugajivanam. Household life is not meant for that. Ishavashyamidam sarvam yatkincha jagatyam jagat tena tektena bhunjita ma ghridakascha svidhanam. Of course wealth may come. It may be in our, as our quota, wealth may be our quota, that whatever we do, wealth may come. I don't want wealth, but still wealth comes. It may come. It should be intelligently spent. That is why the aspect of sacrifice is there. That's why we see that the great sages or the great kings, they had opulent sacrifice. There's so much wealth, but they had opulent sacrifices. And for us in Kali Yuga, we are so miserly. Mandaha sumanda madayo, manda bhagye nehi upadrutaha. So, Mahaprabhu gives a simple sacrifice. What is that? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. He knows the Kali Yuga householders are useless. You ask them to spend money, they will not spend money. No fire, no ghee, no oblation, no flour, no grain, nothing. Simply eat and enjoy. So give them a sacrifice where they don't have to spend money. Or they chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. And then you tell them, please chant. They say, no, we don't have time. No, we don't have time. Why? I am quickly going to hell. So I don't have time. I am running. I don't have time. Anyway, so in order to teach this to the society, whose job is this to teach this to the society? It is the job of the Brahmana to teach the society how to live. That is why Brahmanas are so important. That's why in the verse it says that Brahmana means if Brahmana eats, then it is like Vishnu eating. Not like my son. He used to say, I am half Brahmana. Because Brahmana means akanda bhajan, akanda bhojan. Akanda bhajan means unlimited bhajan. Akanda bhojan means unlimited eating. The Brahmana. So my son used to say, I am half Brahmana. I am doing only akanda bhojan. We should not be Brahmana like that. So the society looks upon the devotees, the society in general, it looks upon the devotees for guidance. So we, whether we like or not, we are in the role of Brahmanas in this society. We have this role. Prabhupada said this society is meant to make Brahmanas. So the devotees practicing Krishna consciousness, we are in this position. We have put ourselves in this position. This is our position. So that is why Prabhupada says that a devotee should be Sushila. Sushila means that one's conduct cannot be questioned. Because we are, whether we like or not, becoming role models in Kali Yuga. Devotees, they are looked upon. How are they living? What are they doing? How they are handling their life? People look very carefully, they observe. And then they think, oh, this fellow is doing like this, so I can also do like this. So we have this role as a Brahmana. And Rishabhadev explains very nicely what it means to be a Brahmana. A similar verse is there in 5th canto where Rishabhadev is also saying that the Lord eats through the mouth of the Brahmanas. And then he explains what it means to be a Brahmana. What qualities, he explains about 8 qualities which means to be a Brahmana. That what makes a person a Brahmana. We should very carefully study. Very nice verse. I think this 24th verse. Or just read the verse and not the purport, but just at least read the verse. So, let's read the translation. The Brahmanas are situated in the supreme transcendental mode of nature, Satoguna. Because of this, they are fixed in mind, sama, sense control, dhamma, truthfulness, satya. They describe the Vedas in their original sense out of mercy, anugraha. They preach the purpose of Vedas to all the conditioned souls. They practice penance, tapasya, tolerance, titiksha, and they realize the position of the living entity and the supreme lord, anubhava. These are the 8 qualifications of the brahmana. So when we become a member of the society of Krishna consciousness, this is what we are committing to, that we will develop these 8 qualities. So how to develop these 8 qualities? Can we have a workshop for developing these 8 qualities? How to develop the 8 qualities of a brahmana? No. Yasyati bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarvair gunaistatra samasate suraha. This is our formula. That how these qualities will come? These qualities will come by sincerely practicing Krishna consciousness. There is no big secret of how to develop these qualities. Sincerely practicing Krishna consciousness, we can get these qualities. And what it means to sincerely practice Krishna consciousness? What it actually means to sincerely practice Krishna consciousness? There's one small book. Many times people don't read that book so much. Sometimes they read during initiation and then they just leave that book. Then people start reading so many other books. And nowadays in ISKCON there are many books also. There's nothing wrong. There should be many books. But in the process of reading many books, we should not forget to read some very important books. And that small book is titled as Upadeshamrita. The essence, the nectar of all instructions. A very, very important book. Many, many times we should read that book. A very small book. Because in Kali Yuga, if anything has to be important, it has to be big. There's a problem in Kali Yuga because we go by external. If it's an important book, it should be a big book. And then, oh, big book, very important. So many things are there. No, this small book, but very important. Especially the first 7 verses of Nectar of Instruction is so important. It's so important. Because it practically teaches us what it means to practice Krishna consciousness sincerely. Vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jivva vegam, mudaropasta vegam, etan vegan yo vishahet dhiraha, sarvam apimam prativim sasishyat, atyahara prayasascha, prajalpo dhyamagraha, janasangascha laulyamcha, shadbir bhaktir vinashyati, utsahan nishayat dhiryat, tatat karma pravartanat, sangatyagat, satovrate, shadbir bhaktir prasidyati. Very important verses. And Prabhupada took pains to actually translate. He wrote his own commentary, but he also translated the Anuvritti commentary of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he gave those commentaries for these verses. So it's so important to understand what it means to practically, what it practically means that I'm sincerely practicing Krishna consciousness. It simply means that I am trying to follow Upadeshamrita. I know Upadeshamrita. I have read it many times. I have taken it into my consciousness. And I am trying to follow the instructions in Upadeshamrita. This is our dharma. In the beginning of the class, we said that family life should be based on dharma. And then immediately we will be, we are not like smartas, we are not like these people, we are not like that people. We are devotees. Yes, we are devotees. But what is our dharma? On what basis, on what foundation will our Krishna consciousness grow? Upadeshamrita. The first seven verses of Upadeshamrita. This is our dharma. And based on it, our Krishna consciousness will grow. Then we can realize 8th verse, 9th verse, 10th verse, 11th verse, with all esoteric things. So it is not that we cannot access them, but to access them we need qualification. qualification is that we place ourselves solidly on the platform of dharma as explained by our previous acharyas. That's a qualification. If we can do that, then we can peacefully chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then the higher realms will automatically open, whether one is Grahastha or Vanaprastha, Sannyasi, Brahmachari, doesn't matter, because we are not that. This nice shloka which says, I'm not a Grahastha, I'm not a Vanaprastha, I'm not Sannyasi, I'm not king, I'm not Shudra, I'm not a renunciate, but I am the servant of the servant of the servant of the protector of the gopis. And that's what we want to become. And in order to become that, nothing is a disqualification. No position is a disqualification. But we should also know that in every position, how to create our qualification. So with this meditation, we'll stop here. We'll see there's some questions, comments. Yeah. So Tara Prabhu said that he wants Swami Stumper. So we'll take Tara Prabhu first.
Hare Krishna. Prabhu, you were saying in the beginning of marriage, the lady thinks that she's married a pure devotee, and afterwards she finds out that he's not as advanced as she thought. So how does she maintain respect for her husband who is not following?
Yeah, so Prabhupada says that if a husband is like Kardama, is very good. But even if he is not so qualified, but still the wife should respect the husband, because as long as he is giving her protection, he is able to give her the situation to practice. Just give to Tara Prabhu, please. Haribol, give to Tara Prabhu. So give her the facility to practice Krishna consciousness, etc. So still she should respectfully deal with the husband, because he is actually giving that basic things to her. Sometimes, many times, you know, there is lot of misunderstanding that different type of husbands, like as a devotee husband, okay, he is like perfect, he is like a devotee, he is like taking everything in Krishna consciousness, guiding his wife and everything. So everything is perfect. So there is no problem there, okay. Even sometimes there is also problem there. Oh, this is your service, this is my service. This is all crazy, stupid things. Okay, so we don't take those problems seriously. Okay, so then there is other type of husband who is not as advanced as his wife, but he wants to actually cooperate with his wife and advance. Okay, so then it's no problem. Still, it's okay. Okay, then there is other type of husband who is not Krishna conscious, but he doesn't mind his wife practicing Krishna consciousness. No problem. Okay. Still, the husband should be respected, because he is not disturbing his wife's Krishna consciousness. And he is acting as a protection, giving her children, whatever it is, you know, maintaining her. Still should be respected. Then there's a type of husband who has occasional objection to his wife's Krishna consciousness. Oh, you're not taking care of me, you're always going to the temple. But he is okay. Otherwise he is okay. Occasionally he objects. Still he should be respected, because he is only occasional and he is not doing seriously anything to stop her Krishna consciousness. Okay. Then there is a type of husband who seriously objects to his wife's Krishna consciousness, but he is otherwise alright. But the wife is able to practice Krishna consciousness by, you know, taking that objection, tolerating him and still practice Krishna. Still that husband is okay, because the wife can still practice Krishna consciousness, be protected and everything. There is a type of husband who actually never allows his wife to practice Krishna consciousness and rather pushes her into sinful activity, tell her, okay, I am drink, you also drink with me. I am having sex, you also have sex, that's okay. I want to have sex with my neighbor's wife, so you have sex with the neighbor. So that kind of husband is called Naradama, and he should be rejected. Without thinking, he should be rejected. Without thought, he should be rejected. So, what constitutes a husband who should be rejected is also properly to be understood. Not that he doesn't like the same Kirtaniya I like, so he should be rejected. In Naradama, he should be rejected. How dare he not like the Kirtaniya who I like? Or I like book distribution, he like deity worship, so he should be rejected. It's all crazy things. That is why dharma, understanding dharma is so important. So just some idea of how different type of husband, etc. Yeah. So that's why for a wife to understand that what it means when she enters into family life is so important. That what are the things that she can expect from the husband. And Prabhupada has written everything, including that the husband should buy a sari and jewelry for his wife. Everything Prabhupada has written in his purport. Everything. What to do with old clothes? That is one question. What to do with old clothes? Has Prabhupada given any instruction? Somebody asked me. I asked my wife, is there any instruction Prabhupada has given on what to do with old clothes? Then my wife said, just ask them to refer the Bhishma Shiksha in first canto of Bhagavatam. I think there is something there. Then she went and saw, and then she pulled out the whole thing, and then she said that Prabhupada has here told that old clothes should be given to the servants. So much of instruction about how a householder should live is given by Prabhupada in his purports. But our problem today is that we don't have time to read Prabhupada's purports. This is our problem. Our basic problem in our society today, what we are facing is that we are not reading Prabhupada's books. This is the basic problem we are facing. So if you don't read Prabhupada's books, we will not know what is written there. And if you don't know what is written there, we will try to find answer somewhere else. Then you go to some crazy consultant and then give him some money and try to ask him to solve my family problem. And that fellow gives you a crazy theory, men are from Mars, women are from Jupiter, something like this. And then we start glorifying that theory. Oh, men are from Mars, women are from Jupiter. What nonsense. Men are neither from Mars, women are neither from Jupiter. We are all spirit soul. We are not this body. So, we have to have the basic sense that Prabhupada has given us everything, we should read Prabhupada's books. We should not read Mars and Jupiter books. Prabhupada very nicely explains in one purport, there are suris, there are anagasuris. There are two types of intelligent people. There are suris, there are anagasuris. A suri means an intelligent person. Anagasuri means a sinless intelligent person who is a devotee. Everybody else is sinful. Except devotee, everybody else is sinful. So a pure devotee is an anagasuri. When a society listens to an anagasuri, then the society is properly directed. When a society starts listening to suris, sinful scholars, like this Mars, Jupiter, some management fellow. When a society starts listening to suris, they are scholars, no doubt, but they are sinful scholars. Then the society becomes misdirected and headless because these people are not brahmanas, they are duskritis. Unsurrendered to Krishna. But society should be guided by brahmanas. So then it will be all right. Yeah? Paraprabhu. Let me brace myself.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Prabhu, for a nice class. You meant some people become dark freaks and they give up their Krishna consciousness or it impedes their... An example of that.
Yeah, like for example, there's one guy in Bhagavatam, fifth canto. what is it? He is Rishabhadev's, not Rishabhadev, he's Priyavrata's son. I forgot his name. He is Priyavrata's son. Okay? He's a dharma freak. He goes, he does a lot of austerity just to get a nice wife. Okay? And then he pleases Brahma and he gets a nice wife. So he lives a nice life, okay? It's a pious, nice life. Excellent, pious, nice life. Because he rules over the whole universe. It's not some ordinary thing. He's not like a MAC member or something like that. He rules over the whole universe. And then he actually divides the universe, gives it to his children, and in that lineage, Rishabhadev comes. So he's such a glorious personality. But in the end of his life, all his dharma, what he did? He was simply meditating on his wife, who is an apsara, and then he wanted to go to that planet and continue to enjoy with her. He is called dharma freak. He has a good father who is like Priyavrata, great devotee. In his lineage, the Supreme Lord himself appears. But because he is a dharma freak, he is just looking at this mundane dharma. That how here also Prabhupada, like in the verse it says that you are attached to family life, you can go to higher planets. It is called dharma freak. That you don't understand the essence of what dharma means. Savai pumsam paro dharmo eto bhakti radokshaje ahaituki apratihata eyatma suprasida. This is the essence of dharma. That one should actually engage in pure devotional service. And when one doesn't know that, he is dharma freak. And there are few dharma freaks in Bhagavatam. Just they are there just to tell us that don't become like that. Like yesterday Maharaj is saying that morality, justice, all these things are important. But we should not just become morality freak or justice freak or like that and then ignore Krishna consciousness. So that's the whole idea, you know, like that. It's okay? We should stop anyway because it's darshan time. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gurudev ki, Go Premanande.